Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart Talk. The Lord our God is mightily moving, and I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. His wisdom is perfect, and He loves us. He seeks to help us and be a blessing to us. He's for us. He's cheering us on as we go forward. When we regard His wisdom, we change the dynamics of our life, and our life can grow and prosper and flourish only like He designed it to do. He loves us. I love to see my brothers and sisters in Christ, and I love to see people get saved. I love to see them go forward and not backwards. I love to see God's hand at work on our lives. And as we do go forward in Him, we learn and we grow from glory to glory. What if everything in your life changed for the better? With His wisdom, it can. What if every relationship was guided by the Holy Spirit? You'd have His protection. You'd have His wisdom, His understanding, His insight in your life. In real time. What if all of your advice was biblical? And then you saw the results of what happens to those who listen and receive the wisdom of God that you spoke. What if your love was without limit? What if your love drove out all of your fears and you had none? What if you forgot the last time you feared something? All these things are possible. I have to strain my brain to remember the last time I was afraid of something. Perfect love does cast out fear. Right out of your life, it'll cast it out. You'll find yourself walking and standing and being courageous, just like you always wanted to be. A life without limits is a life that gives God His attention. But every time we learn something from the Lord, we change the whole dynamics of our life. As long as we retain what He said and receive it. Solid ground living is hearing the Word of God and doing it, keeping it, not just hearing it and doing it once or twice. Once you learn something, keep doing it. All these wonderful things that I'm talking about is available for every soul, everybody that wants it, because God loves us. With His wisdom, it changes the dynamics of our life. And it stays, the things we put in motion stays, remains in motion. The Word of God that you continually use continually builds your life stronger. Now, as you go forward in the Lord, things happen. And nothing stays like it was. Everything changes. The way your concepts, the way you think, the way you process things, your vision increases. Everything increases with the new abilities that you receive. As everything increases, your vision increases, your expectations increases, your trust in God increases, your strength, your confidence, even your bravery. You become very brave, very bold. You lose all those fears every time you experience the hand at work of God, if you keep it in your remembrance. The Word of God brings forth fruit with patience if it's received in a humble and good heart. It brings forth fruit with patience. This ability gives you the ability to see beyond what you see. People that govern all of their endeavors by sight, the enemy can bluff them. He can show them something and they'll fall for it. They can't judge what's true and what's not because of deception. But when you seek in the Lord and he give you his wisdom, if you keep it, you'll have the ability to walk right out of deception, past all the misery that's put before you. People, when they're deceived and they believe what they see, and they believe what they perceive, it can be false. When they're afraid, they urge people in the direction that they're going. And Satan is destroying society individuals that agree with him. They don't have God to show them the truth, help them receive balance, help them receive knowledge. God will show you the truth of what's really happening. But the enemy gives you illusions. And then he grooms people in deception. People are raised in deception. In many cases, children don't question their parents. Their parents, they get used to the fears of their parents and the words of their parents and the things that they see their parents do. They govern their life just like their parents govern theirs. This is how they're groomed. The people that love, their parents love them, and they trust their parents, and they trust what their parents say. So things get put in motion that's not always biblical. Things get by parents. Things get by pastors the same way. Things get by school teachers. Everybody that's in that works to help develop our society. It also gets in the radio broadcasters. It gets in the in the TV industry. And all of the deception of Satan is an attack against the purposes of God, the people of God, the vision of those that love God. Satan tries to bring down the things that are strong and set up strongholds to make it impossible for man to ever go back to the Lord. Some of his attacks, he blames God for the misery that you suffer. This is something that's been going on for years. When the life of the world can't work, it doesn't work. It never will work. So the tragedy, the enemy in his strategy, he blames that on God, God's people, the things that, everything of God. So people have a hatred against it. They don't know that's the lifeline. He's got people hating the lifeline. He's tempting people to hate the lifeline. But there are people that see past all that. Unless a person knows God for themselves, the enemy has an attack that's designed to make you stumble. The world is the opposite of God. Every time you believe something in the world, it also changes the dynamics of your life. It introduces fears again, misery. Some people believe they just can't prosper because they're deceived. It's just a deception. They believe that they can't prosper. They believe that God don't want them to prosper. They believe it's wrong to prosper. They believe anybody can prosper but them. And then depression sets in. And as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If a person give them a brand new car, $100,000 in one day, and a promising job, they'll still be poor in their heart. Unless they see the life of what it is and walk out of it. Once you see things for the way they are, for what they are, you can alter what you believe. You can put God's word and you fill your heart with God's word, and you'll have God's vision. You'll know you can do it. As long as you think you can't in your heart, you will not be able to go forward. Even if somebody gave you everything, you'll still have that dull view. It has to come out of your heart. And the Lord will help you do it. Without vision, people perish. And a lot of people don't understand the value of vision. Vision comes from the Word of God. I asked the Lord a definition for vision. He said it's developed faith. Faith is something, when you hear the Word of God, you believe it, you receive it, and then you act on it. Vision is developed faith. If a child sees his parents do the right thing for a long time, eventually he'll know that this is the way to go. His faith is developed in because of what he sees. He'll have faith because he had vision. He saw his parents work together. He saw his parents solve problems together in harmony. He saw them love each other. He saw them care about each other. He saw them help each other. He knows that they help him. He saw his parents love other people. He saw his parents sacrifice to help people. Then he saw people do better, and he saw better results. He has vision for the things of God. Because the things that his parents did, he'll have vision for it. It'll even get in his expectation. This is what happened to me. I expected to have the kind of marriage my parents had. But both of them believed on Jesus. And both of them had a relationship with him. They both did. So I expected to have, when I processed the word marriage, I thought of my parents, the love that they had, the love that they shared. They were beautiful people, not just outwardly, but inwardly. Beautiful people. I have a picture when they were young. They looked like movie stars. My dad reminded me of Ricky Ricardo, and my mom, she looked like a movie star. But inwardly, they were even more beautiful. And I thought a lot of them. You know, I expected my life to be like theirs. They were my pattern. They were my vision. But without Jesus, you can't have all that. And I love my parents. I love what they stood for. I love Jesus Christ. If it wasn't for them, I don't even know what would have happened to me. I waited to get saved till I was 19 years old, and I was raised in a very good home. But once I met Jesus for myself, I said I'll never go back to the beggarly ways of the world. I'm going to do all things. The more I know the Lord, the more I understand his ways. I make new commitments. 3 or 4 years ago, I started saying that I would do all that's in his heart. Everything that's in his heart, I will do it. I love his word. I love his will. I love his ways. I started speaking life, the life of God, over my life. And I want my life to be all that it can be. And everything gets better in him. In him we live, move, and have our being. The more we know and understand the Lord, the greater we can be. The greater things we can do, the more we can do. There's nothing we can't do as we include the Lord in our ways, in our decision-making process. One of the best things you can give God is your attention. Many people want to give God offerings and blessings. Worship is perfect. But when you give God your attention, you change all the dynamics of your life. When you give Him your attention and you attend to His word, that's when you're greatly benefited by it. When you attend to His word, you're giving Him your attention. You're trusting Him. You're seeking Him. You're seeking Him to know Him. You're learning. You're growing. Sometimes you have to start with the word. What you desire, what will give you vision, don't exist. The people around you are not like you want to be. Not that they're bad, not that they're evil, they just didn't get the vision. I happened to grow up, thank God, in a home where people loved each other. And I thank God for them. The enemy tried to zap me. He tried to take me out of here. He tried to keep me out of the kingdom of God. He was afraid of my potential. He hindered me from getting saved in the first place. He used everything he thought of work to mar my life, to keep me out of the kingdom of God, give me an alternate path, keep me from knowing the things I've learned. And I know he do everybody that way, not just a few people. He do everybody the same way. If a person gets saved, they overcame a lot of temptation, a lot of battles, a lot of thoughts. Poisonous thoughts. So what I'm saying is, when people follow God, you learn what you don't see. When you study His word, when you receive it in your heart, you gain insights that you don't see in this world around you. You learn the things that don't exist in your world. I did a broadcast a few months back about different worlds. I'm not talking about other planets. But in our society, there are groups of people that's just like somebody from another planet. And I explained how there are people who love God and they grow from glory to glory. In their world, miracles happen. They're used to the handiwork and miracles of God. They're used to seeing God in their life. God is working with them, helping them go forward. And then there are those who excluded God. And in their world, they don't expect anything from Him. They have no use for the Word of God. They don't know it'll work in their life. They don't know God will guide them to all truth. They don't know that they can pray for their people and get them saved and healed and set free. In other societies, they heard about it, but they don't apply it. And they believe lies. They believe that it went out with the apostles like they used to teach. That was an attack. That was a doctrine of a devil. Satan tried to get people to stop knowing about the healing process, the life of God's word, the Spirit, following the Holy Spirit. He tried to exclude people from that truth so he could do damage to society. See, if people don't see the word of God in operation, they don't have an appetite for it. They don't know that they can have it. They don't know what's possible. They don't know what they can do. They don't know what they can be. But those who love God, those who seek Him, those who trust Him, they learn. Daniel said, they that do know their God will be strong and do exploit. And this is why. Satan got a bunch of lies. He's got a lie for every day of the week. He's got a lie for every person. He's got a lie for every situation. Don't buy it. Don't give in to the things of the world. But as you go forward in the Lord, as you go forward in Him, you can grow from glory to glory. You can succeed when others don't. You can see what people don't see. You can learn and grow and develop properly and without fail. As we grow in the Lord and go forward, we see things as they truly are. Not the illusions. Not the things that... Not the structured beliefs. The beggarly structured beliefs of the world system. But we go forward in life. Doing all the stand, going forward. Doing the things that work. Doing the things that make sense. And people see it. And they snap out of it. They snap out of illusion. They grow from glory to glory. They go forward. The healing start process begins. And they start seeing things as they truly are. And you start a process. A new process every time this happens. Every time you trust the Lord. Every time you go forward. All the dynamics around you change. You change. You grow. You develop. You go forward. Everywhere you go, in everything that you do, can be more prosperous, more blessed. Not just money. Money is the lowest form of prosperity. I'm talking about life, blessings, relationships, kindness, healing. You know, one of the most beautiful things is when the Holy Spirit, when people go to church, the Lord, I've seen the anointing on pastors and ministers. I talk a lot about how people don't follow God, but sometimes people do. I've seen times people can say the most fitting things. And people, and you can feel the healing process begin in the heart of people. The audience is still silent. Everybody's paying their full attention. And the words of God are going forward from the man of God. It's better than any TV show. This is, it is healthy. The words are so fitting and they make so much sense. And they get to the real point of things. And you have a glimpse of what God is seeing. What God is establishing. What God is forming. The enemy tries to hide this from everybody. Bring people down. Now, people who are geared to love the world system, they fail miserably. Those who love this world, they're in trouble. They just don't know it, but they're in big trouble. The Lord is going to take the wicked at their own devices. But before that happens, He's very long-suffering. People think they want to see the judgment hand of God, but it's not pretty, folks. When God gives people over to their own passions and their own desires, then there's no way out for them. They'll never come out of it. They'll never snap out of it. tares, wheat. The wheat of his people, the tares are not. Chaff. The enemy will, he trap you in an illusion. It'll look like you're all right. It'll look like you're winning. And your life is dry as chaff. And some people, they become poisonous, just like tares. And all of their life is spent tearing somebody else's life down. And their children learn to be slick. They learn to be deceitful. They learn to lie. They learn to mistrust people. And when people that are good come around and God's trying to get them saved, they buck against it because all of their vision has been poisoned. And the world has set in their heart. And they can't know God because they won't know God. They have no desire for His word. But when you go forward in the Lord, when you seek Him out, when you take Him at His word, when you trust Him, you learn what you don't see. You learn things that are. There are angels around you to help you go forward. You have the wisdom of God that you can learn at your will. But when you stop the process of life, then the process of death will try to take over. And people who try to live in the middle like Adam did, don't try to live in the middle of two trees. Choose one. And reject the worst one. Choose light. Go all in with God. And reject the things of darkness. Now some Christians, they make the mistake of, they choose life, but they don't drive out what's wrong. They kind of leave it alone. That's why they suffer with temptation. Of all forms. They suffer with lingering anger management problems. They suffer with temper problems. They lose their temper. They didn't drive it out of their life. Just like you invited God's word in, you received it and embraced it. Now you got to drive out the poison. If a snake bites you, don't you get something to get the poison out? If you don't get the poison out, you can die. It's not enough just to receive life. Get rid of what's wrong. Everything that of God, receive it in your heart. And the things that's wrong, drive it out. Everywhere you go, live the life of God. It's working. The easiest way you live, and this is good, fitly word spoken to be a blessing. The easiest way to live, receive God's word inside your heart and hate everything that's evil. The worldly way, hate it. Everything that's corrupt, hate it. Not like it. Don't just leave it alone. Hate it. That's how you drive it out. How can you be tempted with something that you hate? David said in the Psalms, the evil way do I hate. 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 Some people I've seen, they love God with all their heart, but they don't care. They kind of forget about the world. Well, the world's over there. They watch TV, laugh at the jokes, looking to see what's going on. They watch it privately. They know it's wrong. They don't hate it. So the enemy has something new to work with. He still has something to work with. He has lingering problems to work with. But God loves us.
and He cares about us. He's going to help us.
As we go forward in the Lord, doing all that's in His heart, we learn and we grow from glory to glory. And everything that we do makes sense. As we follow God. When people won't hear the word because of the world that they're in, people don't do that. They won't hear the word. They won't listen. They won't receive wisdom. Because people in their surrounding don't do that. The life you live can make the difference. The life that you live before them can truly help them make the difference. They can't argue with your continual good decisions. And then the Lord will back you up. He will bless you. He will cause you to see and understand things that are in real time. He will help you know that you're on the right track. Now, you got to have vision, and you got to receive what He's saying in order for you to continue in the prospering way. You'll have a glimpse of what's right. The Word of God will give you vision. And as you go forward, you'll see that it works. When other people fail, when other people are doing what they do, you'll be growing. But it goes back to the garden.